was stuck until the day Lord laid something down in my heart, and they were just hitting all over the Sunday school lesson about what I was going to talk about. Amen. I was just talking about I'm going to talk about freedom. Amen. With this being February, it's Black History Month. Amen. And we always equate freedom with the proclamation that Abraham Lincoln did to free the slaves. Amen. So we always they gave us this month to kind of celebrate it. Amen. Freedom, looked in the dictionary, and there's a few things that freedom actually means. It means, it says, it's a quality or a state of being free. Amen. It is the liberation from slavery, the liberation from imprisonment, the liberation from restraint. Amen. It's unrestricted use. Amen. It's a privilege.
Yes.
All that is in freedom. There was a whole bunch of other things, but those are the things that stuck out in my mind about freedom. Amen. I don't have much, but I want you to turn with me, if you could, to St. John 8. Amen. 8. And we're going to read a few verses there. 8. We're going to start at verse 31. Amen. St. John 8, we're going to start at verse 31, and I believe we'll go to verse 44. It starts out, it says, "Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father." They answered and said unto him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said unto them, "If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. And now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard from God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father." Then said they to him, "We are not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God." Jesus said unto them, "If God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceed forth and came from God.
Hallelujah.
Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my words. My word. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Amen. Like I said, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. Like I said, Today I want to talk to you about true freedom. Not just a liberation from slavery, from imprisonment, or from restraint as we see it as people.
Yes.
But true freedom. If we look at verse 31, it says, "Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples." True disciples. Not just people who say they are born again.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, we see people on the street, we hear people talking about being born again. But you ask them, "Have you been baptized in Jesus' name?" "No, I was sprinkled." Or this or that. But they're not true disciples. For the Lord said in verse 32, he said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free."
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Free is accepting the Lord Jesus Christ for who he is. Amen. The truth of the matter is that Jesus Christ came here. He suffered, he bled, and he died. Not only did he do that, but he rose on the third day.
Amen.
He didn't stay in the grave.
Yes.
So true freedom is accepting the Word of God.
Amen.
And having faith in the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. It goes on to say in verse 33 that the Jews, they are like people out today. They're confused. Amen. They're saying that they answered him and said, "We are Abraham's seed. And we were never slaves. We were never in bondage to any man. So how are you going to tell us that you're going to make us free?"
All right.
But Jesus had an answer for him. I love him. You can never cross him up. Jesus answered him and said, "Verily, verily, listen to me now. I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin."
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
There are two families in the world. We know whose family. We know what those families are, right? What are those families? Amen. 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 So Jesus said that whosoever committed sin is a servant of sin.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So if you are still in sin and you're committing sin, then you're not free. How can you be free? Amen. You're still in bondage. Amen. You're not free. You're not truly free. You may be free to go and come as you please. You may be free to have money to spend. You may be free to do the things of the world. But are you truly free? Amen. You're not truly free until you have been born again of the water and of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It goes on in verse 35. It says, "And the servant abided not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever."
Amen.
Amen. If we look at Galatians. We were talking about Paul today. If we look at Galatians 4, 30 and 31, it'll clarify what Jesus is trying to say to us in these days. Amen. Paul said to the church that he was talking to at that time, it says, "Nevertheless," in Galatians 4 and 30, it says, "Nevertheless has said the Scripture, cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. Amen. Verse 31 says, so then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Paul is telling us that in this grace period, the period that we are in now, amen, that legal bondage, justification by works, and spiritual freedom, justification by faith, cannot coexist. Amen. The two cannot coexist. Amen. We are living in the dispensation of grace, where faith will get you salvation, freedom, true freedom. Amen. You cannot have true freedom without the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 37 says, I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. There are people still today over in the Holy Land, Jordan, the people of Palestine, the ISIS people, they can trace their lineage to Abraham. So they feel that they're going to be saved. But the Lord came, like I said, He opened the door not only for His chosen people, the Jews, but He gave us a dispensation of grace, which we're living in now.
Amen.
That we all must enter into the gate, the heaven, the same way. Whether you are a heir naturally of Abraham, or whether you are an heir of Jesus Christ, grafted into Him by the salvation, you cannot have free freedom. Amen. Just being the heir of Abraham naturally is not going to save you.
Amen.
We talked about in the Sunday school lesson about the works. Amen. Jesus said, those that do the works of the Father, in verse 41, He said, if you ye do the deeds of your Father, when you said, where is it?
38.
Back in St.
John.
Back in St. John. 38. Okay, 38. I speak that which ye have seen with my Father, and ye do that which you have seen of your Father. I want to go a little farther. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. And Jesus said, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. Amen. That's where I am. Jesus, you know, because they sought to kill Jesus, amen, because their eyes were blinded to the fact of who He was. Amen. And Jesus is telling them, now, you saying that you are the seed of Abraham, then why can't you see that I am who the Father has sent? Abraham, we associate him with being the father of faith. Amen. And so the people that were seeking to kill Jesus, because He told them the truth, were not the children of Abraham, although they were naturally His children. They weren't the children of the Spirit. Amen. because they were not the children of the spirit, they sought to do away with Jesus and to kill him.
Yeah.
I said, and you know that there are two families in the Bible. Amen. In the world. That's the family of Jesus and the family of the devil.
Yes.
And in verse 42, Jesus is telling them, if God were your father, ye would love me.
I'll love you.
For I proceeded forth and came from God.
From God.
Amen.
Right there.
Right there. Amen. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my words. We preach and we teach the word of truth. But people will not come. They will not flock to this church to have their soul saved because they do not hear the words. They hear us talking, but they do not hear what we're saying. Amen. And that's the whole difference. You have to hear what we're saying. Amen. If not, then we want to wrap this up with verse 44. It says, ye are your fathers, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. Amen. And we know that the devil got kicked out of heaven because he was a liar. He was a cheater. He is the father of all evil. Amen. And people that who don't accept the truth, there's no gray areas. It's either or. Either you are a child of the devil, of this world, and you do the things of this world, or you are a child of God, and you do the things of the Word of God.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Dr. Martin Luther King. It's great. He says, "I have a dream." I too have a dream. I have a dream that one day when we hear that thunderous voice of Jesus saying, come my people. When we meet him in the air, when this old body shall be changed from corruptible to incorruptibility. Then we can say with conviction in our voice and confidence in our heart. We can sing that old familiar song. Free at last.
Free at last.
Free at last. Thank God Almighty. I'm free at last. Because we'll be going home. This world is not our home. We'll be going home with Jesus, where we'll be free at last. Amen. True freedom is believing and trusting in God.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Say amen again.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.